For nearly 7 decades, the Speech and Hearing Center in Chattanooga has helped people with speech or hearing impairments regardless of their ability to pay. Taylor Bostwick recently became the center's president and CEO. Taylor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us more about the mission of the Speech and Hearing Center.
Well, the Speech and Hearing Center's mission is enhancing communication and enriching lives. Our goal is to treat communication disorders in people of all age ranges and walks of life. We're a nonprofit medical practice, the only one in the area that specializes in communication disorders. And so we treat everyone regardless of their ability to pay for our services.
And we should recap which disorders we are talking about.
Yes. So the umbrella is communication disorders, and that means audiology, that means speech language pathology, and we also have occupational therapy and physical therapy.
And what brought you to this role?
Well, it was a winding road to get here. So formerly, I was the marketing director at Hamilton Place. I worked for CBL, and I have been in marketing and public relations roles throughout my career. But during COVID, you know, everything turned upside down, and I actually had a COVID baby and so was staying home with him. And when the former CEO of the Speech and Hearing Center was looking for her replacement and she was leaving the role, she found me, was referred to me, and we had a conversation and everything just kind of fell into place. It was a really good fit and it was the right time. And so I jumped back in the workforce and full steam ahead.
And what challenges has the center faced as you've been coming in and the ones that you see over the horizon now that you are in this role?
The Speech and Hearing Center has been in the community since 1953, a longstanding organization. And traditionally, our status as a nonprofit, we've been able to see and provide services for anyone and everyone. And that's been based on largely United Way grant funding. So what's changed with the United Way is how they allocate funds. And that means that our overall grant funding is going away. And so we really are changing our business model and finding new ways to be sustainable so we can continue to serve the community and continue our mission work. So that's the challenge, but also the opportunity. I only see room for growth and great possibilities in our future. So it's really an exciting time.
And the center is just one player in this space in the Chattanooga area when we talk about communications disorders, whether we talk about the private sector, whether we talk about the public sector.
Yes, we are the only nonprofit clinic that serves this space in this way. And so that's what we have unique to us in the Chattanooga area.
And then as far as helping people during the pandemic, how are you proceeding in the coming weeks and coming months?
Like I said, everything turned upside down with COVID. We all know that. We quickly pivoted to teletherapy. And so now we're able to offer a lot of our services through Zoom with our different providers. And so that's one option that we've come to use. But for the most part, we're open and running as normal. You know, we still have our COVID processes in place. We still are asking all of our patients, as well as our providers, to wear masks in our facility just so everyone feels safe and comfortable at all times. And we still have our protocols in place. Our goal is to stay in line with CDC recommendations. So we'll phase things out as the CDC recommends. But for the most part, we're open and serving our patients as normal. And, you know, we've kind of paused on our fundraising events and things like that over the past year because of COVID. Everyone has. But that's something we'll be ramping back up to, hosting in-person events and fundraisers and getting back on that track.
What have patients been telling the center as they have received support, whether in person or virtually?
The services we provide are critical. So we work to identify speech and hearing impediments at an early age, and so that children can get the treatment they need to be successful in school and beyond. We're also helping adults with hearing loss. And so these are things that really matter to people's quality of life. And so the fact that we've been able to keep our doors open, continue to see our patients, a lot of our patients we're seeing at least on a weekly basis, sometimes multiple times a week. So being able to continue to provide those much needed services, I think that has been something that our patients have really appreciated, because it's not something they could really pause. They still needed the help, whether we were in the middle of a pandemic or not.
And for people who want more information, people who need help, where can they go online? Where can they call?
You can find us online at speechhearing.com. You'll find all of our information there. We're on Facebook, et cetera, wherever you prefer to reach out to us. Our phone number, 622-6900. We'd love to help you.
All right. Taylor, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.